Hello and welcome to this week's micro lesson episode of the podcast. I hope you've been doing really well and that the first quarter of 2024 has been a huge success for you. If you're a regular listener to the show, you'll know that I've not been releasing new episodes over the last few weeks, and that's why I hope today's message might be as relevant for some of you as it's been for me. I also follow loads of inspirational people, podcasts, high performers, and it's amazing. But it can feel relentless at times. And over the last 6 weeks, I've felt a bit stretched both personally and professionally. I'd always hoped that our consultancy, Sporting Edge, would grow and deliver big impact across a range of corporate clients. And that's definitely been happening with keynotes, consulting, traveling, and our digital platform being in high demand. I've also taken on a really exciting project in the fast lane of F1, which I hope to be able to share with you at some point. And that theme of always wanting more speed and wanting to make more of an impact brings me to today's expert insight, which is from Sir Vivian Richards. He was a real hero of mine growing up. His swagger, his maroon West Indies cap, and that nonchalant swat he had to the leg side where he could just whack bowlers away to the boundary. As a young pro, I remember going to my bat sponsor, Duncan Fernley, and holding some of Viv's bats, which were a little heavier than mine, I have to say. Duncan sadly passed away last week, so I wanted to mention him and say how grateful I was for his support over my 19-year career. Every time I went down to his factory in Worcester and had a bat made, it was an absolute joy. Duncan was an amazing craftsman and storyteller, and as he shaved down a rough cleft of wood into a beautiful blade, he always told amazing stories about tours to the West Indies or Australia with people like Ian Botham and Graham Hick and Viv Richards. And he showed me the bats that they used. It was amazing. And without his craftsmanship, sixes wouldn't have carried and trophies would not have been won. I had the chance to play against Viv Richards once, but I got to know him well working with him at a couple of coaching teams in the Indian Premier League and the Big Bash. He had such an incredible aura, his slow walk, his deep voice, and it just echoed with confidence and wisdom. And I remember watching these young players really taking every word he said to heart. After all, he was the most destructive batsman of all time and is a great coach today. I was thrilled when he agreed to do an interview for our digital platform, and this insight has guided me given the recent demands that I've faced.
There's always ways and means of winning. You can win ugly. There are times you're going to win pretty. There are times you have to graft and get to your total, which you wouldn't like. Sometimes your natural, whatever, flair may take a back seat. It's about situations at the time in the game. You yourself reading the game enough, knowing what are the things that are required, whether or not you are in the right position to do that. These are the stuff that comes in your mind, and making sure that you respond to what's presently faced in front of you. There are situations where you're going to be feeling, wow, this is the way I'd like to do it. This is the way I love, enjoy doing it. This is the way my style is attractive and blah, 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 blah. But there are times you have to, and I put it in a very simple manner. There are times when you're driving your car, you get to the traffic lights. When it comes up red, you got to stop, isn't it? Because you know if you cross that road with the red being on, someone has been given the opportunity, the green, to go. Could be a serious, not unless you're a mad person, could be a serious collision. And that is where you can stop, think for a little while. And when you get on the straight, you know, I've always believed in that. When you get on the straight, then you start to implement putting your feet down, hoping that you stick with it with the normal mileage that's in that particular zone. And it's the same sort of a philosophy you can apply to what you're doing professionally. You know, and I see that you stop again, get over that particular period so you can do the stuff which you enjoy. And you're going to have that performing. You're going to have that period where an individual may be pretty good on that day, and being good on that day doesn't mean that you're going to try and blast your way out of it. That sometimes you got to basically creep your way out of it. And by doing it, you go back to the basic things, which will put you in the zone, accomplishing, winning. You may not like it, but at the end of the day, it's sometimes the professional thing to do.
What an amazing voice, and great to hear from the great Viv Richards there. And I know most people that you follow are probably talking about taking risks, grafting harder, building communities, and getting out of your comfort zone. And that's absolutely right. And I know the actor Matthew McConaughey wrote a great book called Green Lights, which encouraged us to seize the opportunities in front of us. Well, those messages are all true. But as Viv says, sometimes you have to have the awareness to see that the lights in front of you are on red and you need to pause. Life shouldn't be relentless, and it should wax and wane like the seasons of nature. Being resilient isn't about being relentless. It's about working with your energy to get the job done. So this message of pausing is even more powerful when it comes from the great Sir Viv Richards. As he says, sometimes you need to wait, and then soon enough, you'll be able to put your foot down again. Creating a podcast is a huge commitment, and you feel bad when you can't keep the normal cadence, but I'd rather create something memorable than just keep the momentum. With burnout being such a prevalent topic at the moment in the workplace, I really hope that whatever you're doing, that you can trust yourself to pause when you need to, and then put your foot down again when you can. As the Master Blaster just told us, that's the secret formula to winning in the long term. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.